Hello and welcome to Spiritually Aligned Mindset, where amazing things happen. I will speak on various topics in relation to mindset, spiritual journeys, awakenings, gifts and abilities, and so much more. Along with being a spiritual mindset coach, I am also a psychic, intuitive, empath, medium, and healer. Your spiritually aligned life starts and ends with mindset. So join me for this raw, real, rarely edited podcast where I lay down some epic truth bombs, lessons, guidance, and so much more to help you on your own spiritual mindset journey. All right, beautiful people, welcome and thank you for joining me. So today we're going to talk about what you want versus what you need and how you can manifest and create and get what you need on a regular basis. So first we're going to get into what do you need. So I'm going to ask you, and if you're joining me live on Facebook, if you're listening to the podcast, whatever it may be, type in the comments, let me know, send me a message, and get interactive on this and really try to understand exactly what it is that I'm trying to teach here. So first question, what do you want? So a lot of people will be like, oh, well, I want a car, or I want a boat. I want a boat. I want a cabin. I want many things. So first you start saying, okay, but what do you want? Lots of things you can come up with what you want. The second thing is, what do you need? There is a huge difference between asking somebody, what do you want versus what do you need? And I'm going to get into that in a second. So what do you think the difference is between a want and a need? Do you believe there is a difference? What do you think that difference is of having a want versus a need? And I'm going to get into that here. So a need would be you need clothing. A want would be you want designer clothing. Food, you want, you know, you need food to survive. You need water to survive, but you'll only drink fancy water or, you know, $100 bottle of water or what have you, right? There's the want versus the need. Needing money. Everybody needs money to survive. We need money to pay our bills. We need money to pay our mortgage and our rent and for our food and everything else that we need. But when you're talking about wanting abundance, you might be going farther than that. You might be thinking, okay, well, I want the toys, or I want the lavish vacations. You know, I want my life to be as great and amazing as the Kardashians. I want money, right? But that's a want. That's not a need. There is a huge difference between what you need and what you want. So a want versus a need, because we just did needs versus wants. Let's do want versus need. Now, you might say to me, Melissa, I want answers. Well, what do you mean by you want answers, right? You want answers, but do you know what the answers you need are? A lot of people will go to a psychic medium or an intuitive and say, you know, I really want to know what's going on in my life. But sometimes you're not going to get the answers that you want. You may get the answers that you need, right? It's like being pregnant. I've had three children. Did I get the child that I wanted all the time? Maybe not. But I got what I needed. With Haley, when I was pregnant with Haley, we really wanted a boy. We were very excited. We already had two sons, both previous relationships. We had Bella, but we really wanted a boy together. And so when we were pregnant with Haley, we were like, we really want a boy. We really want a boy. I needed Haley. I needed her. I needed who she is. And that's a huge difference between a want and a need. So I want love, but I need self-love. I want materialistic things, but I need alignment. I want happiness. I need mindset. So I'm hoping you're understanding the difference between that want and that need, where a need is something you truly, absolutely need. It's a survival. It's something that you need to move forward. Where a want is something that's more wishy-washy. It's not necessarily something that you need to survive. It's not necessarily something that you need to move forward, but it's a want, it's a goal, it's a wish, it's a dream. So I read a comment today and it kind of inspired me. And in the comment, it was, you know, you're making me think. And I thought about it, and everything that I post, everything that I talk about, I want you to think about the answers. I ask you questions because I want you to think the answer. I can give you everything you want. I can give you all the answers that you want. What I want from you is I want you to find those answers yourself. I want you to find your own needs. I'm not, you know, in coaching, yeah, okay, I'll sit there and, you know, I'll hint or I'll tell you what I think you need. But unless you find those answers yourself, it's not going to be as powerful. So again, I could give you the want, I could give you the words, I could give you the guidance, I can give you the steps that it takes to get the things that you want, or I can give you what you need. So that's the love, that's the understanding, that's the faith, that's the mindset, so that you can create all of those things that you need. So how to get what you need, because this is why you guys are joining me tonight. So let's get down to how to get what you need. And I've got them kind of layered out here, so bear with me. Number one, know what it is that you really want. So not a cover. So again, maybe you're unhappy and you're thinking that being in a new relationship is going to make you happy, when in reality, that's not what's going to make you happy. So make sure that you know what you truly want. So not something that's going to cover up your ego, not something that's going to cover up the underlining issue, not something that's feeding an unaligned belief. So again, if you're sitting there going, oh, hey, guess what? I really want to be in a relationship. I really want my ideal partner, but at the same time, you're struggling with self-love. What do you think you need? Do you need self-love or do you need the partner? Which one do you think it's going to be? You're probably going to need self-love. So first step, know exactly what you're asking for. So whether that's a want or a need, know what it is and know why you want it. Because again, a lot of the times you'll say, Melissa, I want abundance, or I want finances, or I want to move forward, or I want clarity. And you want all these things, but you're doing it as a cover. It's a cover for what you absolutely really do need, not what you want. So number two, understand why you don't already have it. So if you're looking for abundance, if you want to create abundance in your life, if you want more money in your life, you understand why you want it, why you need it. And then you're sitting there and you're going, let's talk relationships. Sorry, back that train up. Let's talk about relationships. So understand why you don't already have it. If you're looking to create your ideal relationship with your ideal partner, and you sit there and you say, okay, I want Mr., let's say for me personally, I want Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome. I want the sexy looking man who is powerful, and I want him to have his own career, his own house. I want all of these things from him, and I want him to have all of these things. But guess what? Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome turns out to be Mr. Asshole, who's going to cheat on me and not respect me. He's not going to show me any love, and everything is going to be more important than me. Sound familiar? Probably. I'm assuming that quite a few of us have wished and hoped for Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome, ended up getting Mr. Use and Abuse. And that is quite common when you're trying to create that ideal life, the ideal partner, the ideal finances, understanding why you want it and making sure that it's aligned with what you need. I wrote a book on my way to us, and it was my story on how I used my past relationships, the ones that failed in quotations, and how I was able to use all of those to create space for my ideal partner. I've been married to Tom. We're coming up on 10 years. And there's ups and downs, but he makes me feel safe. He makes me feel loved. He makes me feel supported. And I know that there's trust. All of those things I found in my ideal partner. And guess what? He's Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome. But it was what I wanted to feel. I focused on what I wanted to feel in the relationship, what I wanted to feel as a partner, what I wanted to feel in the relationship. That's what created that space. It wasn't that I wanted Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome. It wasn't that I wanted all this, you know, him to have finances and a really good life and an amazing family and no kids. No, it was because I focused on what I needed to feel, not what I needed him to be. So, understand why you don't already have it. Going hand in hand with that, me looking for Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome, I was single for quite a few years. In that time, I was missing the lesson, right? That's my time frame. I wasn't finding Mr. Right because I was looking for Mr. Wrong. I needed to find that lesson as to why I didn't have that ideal relationship, what I wanted in that ideal relationship, in order for me to create space for that to come to me. If you want finances, if you're a business owner, and I went through this quite recently, if you're a business owner and you say, you know, I want my ideal clients, I want to make, you know, the ideal income bracket, I want all of this in my business, and it's not happening. Why isn't it happening? Is your business unaligned? Is your purpose behind your business unaligned? Are you being salesy? I was being salesy. Absolutely. Every post that I had was, here, click this link and buy this program or buy this course, or I was being salesy. And it was because I was coming from a place of lack, not realizing that I wasn't putting the energy forward to create that ideal space. Feel it. Number three is feel it. So we've gone to know exactly what you want. Make sure it's not covering up anything else. No unaligned beliefs. Make sure it's actually something that you need, not necessarily what you want. Understand why you don't already have it. What's the lesson in that? What are you missing to move forward? Number three, feel it. So a lot of the times people will be like, oh, I'll be happy when I lose weight. I'll be happy when I get to this point. I'll be happy when this happens. You have to feel, okay, well, why am I not happy now? Right? I'm going to stand up for a second. You guys are going to see that I'm overweight. We got quite the belly happening here. I am probably about 60 pounds overweight. I'm still smiling. I'm still coming up and looking at you guys. I'm still showing you the real me. I'm still showing you everything it is that I stand for and that I believe in, that I do, because I love myself. I might be overweight, might not wear makeup, I might not have the whitest teeth, you know, I might not have everything aligned in other people's perspectives, but I love myself. And I show you that every day. So understand what it feels like. My success in my business, my success in my relationships, my success in my family doesn't define whether or not I'm happy now. I'm happy with my life, lessons and all. Doesn't matter if I'm financially struggling. It doesn't matter if my family doesn't talk to me. It doesn't matter if, doesn't matter. None of it matters because I'm still happy with my life. I know that everything that comes, every struggle that comes, every positive, negative that comes through my life is a lesson and an experience that I'm meant to have to spiritually grow, to grow into that spiritually aligned mindset that everybody is striving for. So feel it. Feel that happiness, feel that love. And be in the moment, which is the next one. So number four, be in the moment. So we're going to focus again, like the last one, feel it, right? We're going to focus on, this is how I'm going to feel then. This is how I'm going to feel when this happens. I'm not going to be happy until X, Y, Z. Why aren't you happy now? Bring yourself back into this moment and love the journey that you're on. Love the way that you're going. Love the lessons that you're learning. And love the moment that you're in, because you're not going to get this moment again. This moment right here is where you're choosing to grow. This moment right here is where you're choosing, I want that life that I love. I want to love my life. I want to love myself. I want to love a partner. And I'm going to do and be whatever I need to do and be to make myself happy now. And that's what you have to find. You have to find that happiness in the struggle. You have to find the happiness in those past events that are absolutely traumatic. And I have had traumatic past events, ones that people don't seem to get over. And I'm still happy. I still love those moments. I still love the people who have hurt me. I still have gratitude for those people because they taught me some of the most valuable life-changing lessons in who I am. Next one, do your techniques. So everybody talks about, you know, the 55 by 5 challenge, the guided meditations for manifestation. There are so many useful techniques and resources out there for you to create your manifestation goals. Journaling, again, guided meditations, full moon rituals, readings, lots of different things that you can do to move forward manifesting those things that you want, manifesting those things that you need. So research some of those tools and techniques, and find what works for you. So whether you're writing a letter to the universe and burning it, whether you're blowing it on the breeze, whether you're journaling it out and keeping a list of all your goals, maybe you have a wish box. I actually have a wish box. I haven't used it in a while, but I have a beautiful indigo colored owl. I'm trying to see, you put your wish in there. It is pretty bright, but I do have a very cute little owl wish box. Lots of different tools and techniques that you can use to create your manifestation goals. Another one, and this is probably my favorite and one of the biggest ones, is remove the expectation. And this is huge, and a lot of people will have issues with this one, is removing the expectation of what you want. So if you want your ideal partner, if you need faith, if you need self-love, if you need to have whatever it is that your goal and wish is, whatever that's going to help your mindset and bring you that love and peace, remove the expectations. It doesn't matter how you get there. It doesn't matter when you get there. It doesn't matter whether it's a little bit off from what you thought it would be. You are going to get where you need to go. You just have to have faith. Thank you for listening to Spiritually Aligned Mindset. If you like this episode and want to hear more, then go ahead and click the like, share, and subscribe buttons. Also, feel free to leave a review, send me a message, or comment if you have any questions, want to be a guest on the podcast, or just want to connect and learn more. Much love, and I will talk to you again soon.